Welcome to the Rom-Com Pod. I'm your host, Austin, and this week we're going to be going over everyone's favorite rom-com, 50 First Dates. Yes, this is actually the first episode of this podcast, and why not start off with a cheesy Adam Sandler love story, you know? This is one of my all-time favorite movies growing up. Fun fact, I was first introduced to this movie by my older cousin at a family get-together. He's like, check out this funny Adam Sandler movie. You'll love it. You'll love it. And I'm like, I don't really know. It looks kind of cheesy. Gave it a shot. Fell in love with it. Top three favorite rom-coms of all time, I'd say. I just love Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. Their chemistry is crazy. Their chemistry is almost as good as Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston's. But that being said, fair warning, there will be foul language in this episode. So if you don't like that, then don't listen. But I will be cussing, so yeah. Alrighty, let's jump straight into the plot, shall we? Okay, let me take a quick sip of my electrolytes to get me through this episode. Alright, let's go over the plot. Alright, I summed up the plot pretty well. I watched this movie last night, by the way. It was so good. Everyone in my dorm thinks I'm like a hopeless romantic or like a lover boy and just trying to like find love in a world where most girls don't want love. They just want to have sex with any guy they meet. So that's not me though. Just trying to fall in love again. Anywho, a little too emotional for Thursday afternoon. The movie starts off when you're introduced to Adam Sandler's character. He has been with all these other women, and they're all like telling stories about how like he's a secret agent or like a scuba diver, like FBI guy. Just he makes up a bunch of shit. He just tries to get with them, and then he just ends up leaving them. Yeah. So his name is Henry, by the way. Adam Sandler's character is Henry in this movie. So basically, he's a playboy, but he falls in love with this girl named Lucy at he met at a diner, right? But little does he know that she has short-term memory loss. So they got introduced together by like Lucy likes making like waffle houses and shit, like out of her waffles, like making like different structures. And she couldn't figure out like a certain door, like for her waffle house. So Henry, aka Adam Sandler, went over and talked to her, and he like developed the toothpick hinge. So you put the toothpick in the waffle, and then then you got a door, you got a waffle door. And she like found that really attractive, and then she started smelling his hands because his hands smell like fish, and her dad used to work in fish, that's why she liked the smell of fish. Anywho, they hit it off. They have a good time. Yeah, and then they go, I forgot about the scene. The scene was so cute. Like, they were both dancing on, okay, so there's a car, there's Henry's car, some random car in the middle, and then Lucy's car. They were both dancing on the side of their cars, and then the car in the middle took off and left, and they both caught each other dancing, because that's just, like, how excited they were. Like, that was cute. I like that part. But yeah, so Lucy has short-term memory loss, and she can't remember anything that happened the day before. So basically this date ended up well, right? And then he came back the next day trying talking to her, but it didn't. Yeah, she was freaked out because, yeah, she was just tweaking out because some random dude coming up to me asking, hey, smell my fingers, smell my hands, smell like fish. And then obviously she's going to be weirded out because she doesn't know him. So basically Henry has this ongoing battle through the entire movie of trying to win over her love and just try to basically remind her every day, like, why they should be together and stuff. Her friends and family are very protective of Lucy. Lucy has a dad and a brother that, okay, so the dad and the brother are, like, geez, they're so cool. They go to the extreme every day just to make sure that Lucy's safe and, like, make sure that Lucy... It's actually kind of fucked up. They cover everything up, and they get, like, newspaper of, like, the day where she lost her memory and shit. They, like, got a shit ton of copies of that, so, like, it's always the same day for her, and she, like, can always be on the same routine and stuff. But, I mean, take that how you will, but I think it's kind of fucked up. But, like, imagine trying to win over a girl of your dreams, like, every single day. Her friends are always looking out for her. Her friends know about her condition, so... they're always there for her and, like, supporting her and don't want her to get hurt because you know, Henry's kind of just a playboy, right? He's just kind of a hit and quit kind of guy until he met Lucy. But they didn't know that. They thought he was just a whore. So basically, one day, a police officer writes Lucy a ticket for her expired plates. Okay, this is when she, like, figures out that she has short-term memory loss, because she doesn't know. She thinks she's living the same day every day. She thinks she's just, like, that's how it is. But, all right, so this is when she figured out she had short-term memory loss. It's basically when a police officer was writing her a ticket for her expired plates, and she attempts to argue with the officer that they're not yet expired. But then she realized it is not October 13th, as she thought. She thinks that it's October 13th every day, so, yeah. Distraught and confused, Lucy rushes home. Marlon and Doug admit what's going on. They talk to her about everything. Marlon's the dad, Doug's the brother. The brother is on steroids, so he's always roid raged out, and he always wants to, like, fight whatever comes up to him. So basically, they just talked about how she got memory loss and, like, how every day they try to make her feel comfortable and stuff, and it's just all you can do, really. And then Henry believes that she is more upset about realizing her life has been a lie every day than actually the memory loss part. Yeah, Lucy's pretty upset that, like, their parents are, her dad and her brother are lying, but, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, it's like they care. They show that they care, because they want her to be safe and happy and shit. But, like, then again, she deserves to know. So, I don't know. So, basically, Lucy and Henry spend more time together, just, like, trying to relive good times and just trying to make the most out of a shitty situation, if you know what I mean. And then, but, like, one day, Lucy overhears Henry talking of his decision of not, So, Henry has this dream, right? Henry has this dream to, like, travel on his boat. To, like, obey, to, like, study, like, walruses, because he's a vet, he's, like, a marine biologist vet kind of guy, like, actually, he works at a zoo, and, like, he works with all these animals, he's just, yeah, so, anyways, he wants to travel and, like, study walruses, but, yeah, he's been planning this for 10 years, but he met Lucy, and he, like, fell really hard for her, so he wants to, you know, continue to be there for her, support her, and just, like, do anything he can to be the best he can be for her, you know? But Lucy overhears that, and she told Henry that, basically, don't do that. Don't erase your life for me, because, like, I won't even remember you tomorrow or something. Yeah, Henry actually helps Lucy. Anyways, moving on. A few weeks later, Henry is preparing to leave for his trip. But before he goes, Marlon tells him that Lucy is now living at the Brain Injury, like, Institute. Like a home for people that, like, need extra help with, like, just day-to-day life. But basically, Lucy has been, like, remembering Henry. She's starting to remember him, which means he must be important to her in some kind of way. That's good, because he's in love with her, and she's starting to remember him a little bit at a time. Lucy has been, like, painting pictures and stuff, like, just past time, because, you know, you're in a mental institute, you need to, like, to do something. She's been painting pictures of Henry, right? But she doesn't, like, remember exactly who he is, but she remembers, like, the idea of him. So, like, she's been painting pictures of him, like, every day, which is crazy, because she doesn't even know. Her excuse is, like, I've just been painting pictures of this guy that I've been thinking about, and she doesn't even know, like, the history that they have together. It's pretty crazy. And then sometime later, Lucy wakes up and plays a video marked Good Morning, Lucy. So, yeah, basically Henry and Lucy end up getting together, and they end up sailing around the world. And, like, he goes in and, he, like, studies his walruses in this one, like, Antarctica Bay area. Anyways, we cut to, like, the last scene in the movie where Lucy wakes up on a boat. There's a tape sitting on the desk saying, "Good morning, Lucy." Lucy puts said tape in tape player, and it's just him explaining that, it's Henry explaining that they got married, they had a kid. So Lucy has a kid now. She has a fucking kid. Like, that would be so scary. And if I was in her situation, I woke up with a kid, I'd freak the fuck out. Anywho, she was watching this tape. Henry's explaining everything, and She goes up to the top deck, top of the boat. There's Henry with a kid making breakfast. And, yeah, they're just living their lives. And that's the movie. Yeah, it's a pretty crazy movie, actually. The plot of it is kind of weird. It's kind of a strange plot. It's a love story. He's in love with a girl that he can't have, but then he ends up making it work. And he, yeah. So, you guys need to get you a man/girl that will do anything for you. Like, honestly. So, after seeing this movie, would I recommend it to just an average rom-com viewer or just an average movie liker? I mean, of course, it's Adam Sandler. You can't go wrong. He's so charming. Somehow he manages to pull these 10s when he's... Okay, Adam Sandler, you're like a maybe 5 out of 10. But somehow he manages to pull like these 12 out of 10s. So I think that's a sign. That's actually... That gives people hope out there. All you got to be is funny, and you can get a girlfriend. No, but yeah, I'd recommend this movie to, honestly, anyone. It's funny. There's good moments in it. There's heartfelt moments. There's some sad moments. It's all around a good time. Yeah, so my ranking of 50 first dates, one being meh, it's not really my cup of tea, to 10 being hell yeah, love this movie so much, it would be, I would say, 8.3 out of 10. It's a good, I like the plot, the actors are great. Yeah, it's very, like, cheesy, but then again, most rom-coms are cheesy, but I love Drew Barrymore, I love Adam Sandler, and I would recommend this movie to anybody, actually. Okay, I changed my beginning thing from saying it was top three favorite rom-coms. It's definitely top five. It's not top three. I gotta change that. Top five. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. If you like this episode of 50 First Dates, make sure you subscribe, like, and yeah, comment down below your movie suggestions and I will consider them. Make sure you guys tune back in next week when we go over The Notebook, my favorite rom-com of all time. Great movie. Very beautiful movie. Insanely good movie. This has been the Rom-Com Pod, and I will see everyone next week. Take care. Love ya. Stay sexy. Peace out.